You're listening to MySpiritRadio.com. Join the community, get involved, and share the wisdom. Psychic Cafe Coffee Break is brought to you by Psychic Cafe. www.psychiccafe.org. Psychic Cafe Coffee Break with Kim Arnold.
Welcome back from the break. You're listening to Kim Arnold on My Spirit Radio. My next guest is Samantha Beaumont. Hello, Samantha.
Hello.
Samantha, as you know, this month our subject is power animals, but I do know that you have many skills and many different aspects to the work that you do. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how it involves power animals?
Okay. I've spent many years being a medium and being able to access information for people. And what I've found out is that what happens is if you're carrying around anger and upset, then what happens is it comes out in your life. That's what you end up with. If you're angry inside, then you're going to bring angry circumstances or angry people into your life. So what we need to do with each person that comes to me is we need to clear all those old emotions, and we need to clear out all those old thought patterns that are no longer serving you. Now, over the years, I've found that working with power animals has been particularly good for people who've been very upset by, you know, by their family or by other fellow human beings. Mm-hmm. And the reason the power animals is very, very good for people is that it opens their heart. And what we need to do is we need to go in and find out. We do what's called information gathering from all the different power animals, and they reflect back to you how you're really truthfully feeling at the time, because a lot of people think they're fine, but they're not. They think mentally I'm okay, but they're not mentally okay. So what we can do is very, very simple, and that's the beauty of it. Children can do it, you know, anybody can do it. And what we like to do is, there are four main spirit keepers, and they each represent an animal and an aspect of you. So what we would do is we would, if you want, you can just now imagine you're walking somewhere really beautiful through nature, and you find a stone circle, and you enter the stone circle, and then when the sun is coming up, that is the eagle. The eagle represents your mind. So if you wanted to, anybody can do this. You sit at home quietly, and you call in your eagle. Now, as you see your eagle approach, everyone can do this. I've never come across anybody that can't do this. Mm-hmm. As your eagle approaches, you can see, is your eagle happy to see you? Is your eagle, is he healthy? Is he? I mean, someone's eagle once turned up, and it was just bones, and mentally she was worn down to the bone, and it really made her laugh, actually.
Right.
So that's what the eagle tells you. It comes along. So we would see this poor little bony eagle. We'd come up and we'd say, could you tell us why you're in this state? And the eagle will say, she works too hard. Gives lots of information. And what we then do is we invite the eagle into the medicine wheel. Mm-hmm. And we give back, you know, we give back the feathers and the organs. And anyone can do this type of healing, but you're actually working on yourself. But you're kind of standing back from yourself. So it's a really nice way to deal with aspects of yourself without getting overly upset, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So you bring the eagle in and you give him new feathers and you give her a cuddle and you open your heart and you're giving mental healing to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is we make the eagle feel really, look really beautiful and amazing. And then we know now that mentally you've received healing on that level.
Right.
We would then go to the south and you just follow around the wheel. And you would attract or ask for your spirit keeper of the south, which is the emotions. And this is coyote. Now, obviously, we don't have coyotes in England. So I tell people it's like a fox, but it's white and it's a little bit bigger and a bit fluffier, slightly like a husky dog.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the times, emotionally, that is usually where a lot of people, you know, we call the coyote in. And you might find the coyote doesn't want to turn up for a little while, so you have to coax it in. One of my friends I was doing had a coyote that was so small, it was in the distance, and it said, I'm not coming for 3 years. So we had to say to Great Spirit, come, and we spoke to Coyote, and she was so disconnected from the client.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to her, listen to what she had to say, and then she agreed to come back into the medicine wheel. So it allowed my friend to give healing to her emotional body, which she really needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and that's it. So you bring in that coyote, and you just give healing to your emotional body. A lot of times, coyotes are usually hiding, so it is probably the hardest one to find. You just keep calling it in, be light, be humorous. One time last week, I was looking for a lady's coyote, and I saw it quite far away. So I went to find it, and it was laying on the ground. It was going, shh, go away. I'm pretending to be dead. And I just laughed. I was like, who are you pretending to be dead from? And it said, and it was obviously my client.
Yes.
Her name was Lynn. So I got the coyote to tell me why she was fed up with her, fed up with, you know, the men she was attracting. So we make agreements. We say, come back to the will. We're doing healing. We're going to give it a fresh start. You bring the coyote in and you get my client Lynn to talk to the coyote. You give healing and basically it's like giving yourself a second chance. Mm-hmm. And then you go to the west and you call in Grizzly Bear. Now we say Grizzly Bear because, it's a particular bear for the West. It's very important. Now, grizzly is French for grey, so it's a brown or black bear with a slight greyish colour to it. Mm-hmm. And we call in your spiritual aspect of yourself. And we call the spirit keeper of the West, we call bear in. Now, bear can turn, you know, if, for example, you're somebody who doesn't give yourself a lot of time to recover and you don't give yourself a lot of space mentally and you're not following your dreams. This is what bear's about. Are you doing your dream? I know you're a mother. I know you're this and you're that, but are you doing your particular dream? So we go to bear. I actually went and did my bear recently and I was quite like, oh my God, because she was really worn out because I do a lot of spiritual work. So I had to give her lots of healing and promise not to leave her for months like mm-hmm. I did before. So it's a friendship. It's a communication that you carry on with these animals. Now, the really nice animal in the north, spirit keeper of the north, is white buffalo. Now, even though we say white buffalo, it isn't a white buffalo. You're going to find a brown, a tanned, or a black buffalo. That's fine. They're born white, but they change color, so don't be concerned. Now, buffalo is to do with your physical body. It's to do with your future. You know, is your white buffalo happy to see you? Have you got plans for your future? Or is it like not talking to you because you're not planning your future? So this is what we do. We go around the wheel and we go and meet our power animals. The four directions are the very important ones. Now, if you wanted to, you can then go into the middle of the wheel, which is very important, and you call creator, which is, now the creator position is how you feel about yourself, your mm-hmm. self-image, your spirit within, whether you listen to yourself and your own inner voice. Now, with creator, what they say is that great spirit is in all things, okay? So any power animal can turn up for that position. Mm-hmm. And you, again, this is your connection to spirit, to, I mean, God's not the right word, but to, you know, yourself. Are you having the life you want? Are you creating? Are you your own creator in your life? So when you bring the creator animal, once one of my clients got a bee and it stung him on the nose and ow, he actually felt the sting. Okay. And then the bee went off and I said, how do you feel about, you know, he's like, I'm really, really angry at the moment with God, which is angry with you because you're the creator. So what we've got to do is, you know, you find out and you've got to have a sense of humor. Mm. These animals are here to make you be light about where you're at in life. You know, if all your animals are really like exhausted and, well, hello, aren't you? You know you are. So what it's about. It's about feeding your animals. It's about, you know, you could see them once a week. You could go and see them every day. If you want a physical strength, ask, you know, your buffalo in the north. You've got to go and do a sports day tomorrow for physical energy. But that's what it's all about. You go, you meet them, and you greet them. These are the five main points. There are 36 complete power animals. So if someone came to me and said, oh, I really want to find a boyfriend, I'd go find their wolf, which is romance. If their wolf is like, all like, you know, bandaged up and like, oh, I'm really upset, then of course she's not going to attract a nice, healthy man. So we need to make the wolf happier and healthier, you know? So that's what it's about. They reflect back to you what's going on in your life. And sometimes people are very surprised. They're like, oh my God, I didn't realize I was emotionally upset. I thought, you know, I was mentally stressed, but I'm not. Your eagle's fine. Your coyote's really upset. So it's about learning about you. And it's something you do for yourself. I'll do it for a couple of times for people. But after that, I say, you go and do it now. You go and talk to all the other animals, you know, and that's what we do. And it's really fun and it's really beautiful. And it's really nice to have a mouse tell you off if you're not being more organized enough at home. Or if you want to work with people, you ask Ant. And that's what it's about. It's about asking the animals to help you so that we connect with them and that we honor them, you know, because they're here with us.
So Sam, do you believe that we
anything
all...
else?
You can come up for air now, Sam.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. Sam, do you believe that we all have a unique power animal, an animal that's assigned to each of us?
I think that, yes, we're all born with special abilities and talents. I've got badger. Now, that's very rare to have a badger energy, but I get in there and I deal with it. You know, that's my sort of approach. So, yes, I do believe that we have an innate sort of vibration of one particular animal that, I mean, a lot of, you know, all our children carry around bears, don't they? You know,
yes,
teddy
yeah.
bears. You know why? Because that is, that represents the spiritual aspect of keeping you safe, keeping you, you know, just keep making you feel loved. I mean, we've always used animals through time to feel better. So many people prefer animals to humans, you know.
Yes.
And also, you know, it just helps us honor. I mean, if I'm going for a job interview, I'll call in tiger, which is success. It's the, yeah. you know, there are lots of animals within Chinese astrology, within Tibetan. There's so many other different, you know, animals all over the world. The American Indian or the Native American Indian power animals that I've been talking about has been to do with Sun Bear, who has actually died now, and he had a vision that all peoples should sit in the medicine wheel and talk to the spirit keepers to create peace on earth. And so if anybody is not a Native American, then we strongly advise that you go with Sun Bear, and this is the principle of what I teach, because we're allowed to. It's okay for non-Native Americans to use this system.
So we are going to obviously go into the medicine wheel in our next segment.
Yeah.
But so your spirit guide or your spirit animal is slightly different to, if you like, your spiritual guide, who, you know,
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say it's all exactly the same. You
right.
know, a lot of, see, I mean, I, you know, I had some power animals that someone told me about before I got into this 20 years ago. They're like, oh, you've got a bear with you. I'm like, have I? You know, that's just as important as my Tibetan, you know, Tibetan guide that I have. You know, are humans more important? This is the whole fact. Mm. A blade of grass is as important as me, as a mountain, as a fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is what the American Indians believe. We are all equal, you know. Cutting a tree down is to them the same as you know, a person.
Yeah.
So the reason I think this is coming to the forefront now is because it's a way for us to really go back and enjoy nature. If you do the visualization, you know, somewhere beautiful in nature, it's something you could do every day. Go check on your eagle because you need to be mentally alert today. Go check on your coyote because you've got a blind date on Friday.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's that kind of thing. And it's nice to work with animals. You know, there's no hierarchy. There's no ascended master angel. You know, it all up there. We need to become grounded. And we need to see what's here and honor what's here. And what's here are the animals, and they need looking after, as do the humans on this planet, as do the trees and the herbs and everything else, and the rocks and things like that. But what I find, it's a very gentle process, and I can use it on any faith. You know, if
yeah.
I have different types of people with different faiths, it covers the board. No one's going to get upset talking to an eagle, whereas some cultures don't like angels,
yes,
for example.
No, I understand
and,
that.
And that's a nice thing. And I think lots of people have been let down by people. So when you go and talk to an animal, it kind of makes you smile, and that's what it's about. They want us to cheer up, yeah?
Well, yeah, definitely.
They really do.
Definitely.
But the animals are wonderful. They have great wisdom, and
good.
We should be tapping into it.
Sam, I could talk to you about this for hours, but unfortunately we've run out of time on
okay.
this segment. But please join us after the break when we'll be speaking to Sam about making a medicine wheel.
Psychic Cafe Coffee Break is brought to you by Psychic Cafe, www.psychiccafe.org.
You're listening to MySpiritRadio.com.
Be free of guilt today.
Paranormal Norfolk, the most haunted county in England. This unique magazine features hauntings, clairvoyance, tarot, unexplained phenomena, and much more. Call 01603-77-2205 or subscribe online at myspiritradio.com.